Well, coming up this afternoon, there's a college event going on that the Atlantic High School will be hosting, and Craig Ferdine, school counselor here at Atlantic, going to visit with us a little bit about that event. You've been hosting these here for quite some time now. Craig, good morning.
Well, good morning. This is the 20th year that I'm aware of. I'm sure they did it a few years before I took over the job here, but it's been really an ongoing thing. The college admissions counselors kind of tour Iowa, and they come to different parts of the state, different times of the year, and this is an opportunity we have in the fall to host about 60 different schools.
Well, and it seems to be something that a lot of students do take advantage of. You get a number of students come in from a bunch of schools. It's not just for Atlantic students.
Right. We invite 10 area schools to attend. It works really well into their guidance curriculum, too, because one of the guidance requirements is to give post-secondary options to students, and this gives them an opportunity. But generally, Riverside brings in a busload of students. CAMS brings some students over this year. And then there are several other ones, too, that also have a handful of students that come during the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And I know this is a coordinated effort that is put on at several locations around the state during the year. Very helpful. You might wonder, why so early in the season now? Talking about college, well, you kind of need to get after that stuff pretty early these days. There are a lot of requirements that need to be filled early and a lot of information, probably more so than when you and I were in school.
Yeah, it's gotten earlier and earlier now. The FAFSA form can now be filled out October 1st. Some of the financial aid deadlines are actually in December. So it's really important. We met with most of our seniors already and their parents to talk about, we call it a senior exit interview, where we talk about completing the senior year, looking at plans for next year, getting college applications going. And we like to hold those before we have the college fair, so students have an opportunity to look at different schools, get their applications out, and their visits in.
What will they find when they come to the college fair? What exactly will they find that day?
Well, each representative has their own table, and it ranges anywhere from four-year colleges to the military, to two-year programs, to cosmetology programs, health science programs. So there's about 60 of them, so there's really a variety. There's something here for everybody, whether you're looking at a four-year school like Drake, for instance, or if you're looking for a state university, they'll be here as well. All the state universities are represented, as well as Nebraska. And there's a lot of private colleges, too. So, you know, there's really something for everyone as far as school size and different options.
Are these pretty standardized from place to place across the state, or do you get some input on the different things that you think should be involved?
No, area schools, and I guess I should say Midwest schools primarily, they fill out a form, and they have fees they have to pay to get on this tour to make the trip. So, you know, we get some from South Dakota, occasionally some from Minnesota. We get several from Missouri. We're kind of limited on the Illinois schools that we get. But for the most part, you know, we do get a representation from three or four different states.
You do get a lot of options out there for students then. What do the students do? Is it just going table to table? Do they have some ideas already and want to get some questions answered? How does that work that day?
Well, in our seminars, we do send out information to the students of how to attend a college fair, questions to ask, things to look for. And so they go around then during the college fair, and they're looking at, you know, what their goals are after high school and looking for programs that different schools might have. We have all students, too, register. They go onto a site, and then they have a barcode that they bring up. And the colleges now can just scan that barcode and have all the information sent to the student based on the barcode. So, you know, it used to be a situation where you went booth to booth and to fill out a little card and turn it into the college reps, and now it's all gone electronic.
I remember when we were in school, we just went down to the guidance counselor's office, gave them an idea of what we thought we wanted to do, and they'd pull a little pamphlet or a booklet off the shelf, and that was as good as it got. It's a lot different now.
Yeah, it's quite a bit different, you know, and I almost feel, though, as though this type of college fair is, you know, getting a little bit obsolete with all the online stuff. You know, students can do virtual tours online. They can do an awful lot of stuff anymore with exploration online. And, you know, it's nice to have the personal contact, so the college reps will continue to do that because it's a little bit more personal than having just an online virtual tour.
Yeah, I can also call a business somewhere, too, and get the telephone runaround through their automated system. It's a lot more fun sometimes and informative to actually be able to visit with somebody, a human, in front of me. And that's what you're giving these kids a chance to do.
Right, and it gives the colleges an opportunity to do a little bit of recruiting on their own, to push their own programs. And, you know, a lot of times students will come up with ideas that they didn't have going into the meetings, you know, as they're walking around when they find a unique program maybe a school has that they never thought about. So it gives them an opportunity not just to see different kinds of schools, but to really get some ideas on different kinds of programs that are out there and different kinds of careers that are available.
As college education gets more and more expensive all the time, it's more and more important to get the information you need, make a good decision for yourself beforehand. Are you finding the students are a lot more into the hard work of finding something that's really right for them as opposed to, oh, I'm a Cyclone fan, so I'm going to go to Iowa State?
Well, there's still an awful lot of that, Jim. Students will look at, they'll look at schools based primarily maybe on family traditions and some of that type of stuff. And they go into a lot of times into the first semester somewhat undecided. They may have an idea of what they might want to do, but then the first couple of years are prereqs for the most part anyhow before they get into a program, so they're able to explore there as well. But, we are seeing a real trend, I think, toward students starting in the community college first. The cost is considerably less, a smaller size. They get their feet wet in a college environment. And then they transfer to a four-year to get their four-year degree. So a lot of students are doing that, basically for the financial reasons.
Is some of that also due to the familiarity? Because in a lot of these cases, these kids have already picked up a lot of college-level credit through, for example, here, Iowa Western Community College and what they're doing through their high school.
Well, to a degree, I think it is, but I think the big thing is still the dollar signs. When they look at the sticker price for colleges and they see a four-year school, from $25,000 to $60,000, depending on what you're looking at, and then you're looking at community colleges at, 10 to 12, especially if a student's undecided, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to spend $40,000 a year if you're undecided on what you want to do for a career and have those loans to pay off.
Now, this event is open for the parents as well, right?
Well, it is. It's open for the public, for non-traditional students as well. I wish we'd see more adults here. There are a lot of opportunities. If you're thinking about changing your career partway in, to your current career, and you'd like to make a change or maybe advance training in the current career you're in, this would be a great opportunity to see a lot of different programs. Otherwise, you're pretty well stuck to just visiting with one school at a time, where here you can see a whole variety of them and look at the options that are available to non-traditional students too.
Absolutely. If they're going to come here and visit, why not take advantage of that opportunity? So what do the parents learn from this? Are they just kind of there supporting, or do they pick some things up that might help their decision-making through this as well?
Well, primarily, I think a lot of the parents that we do have that show up are just trying to get things arranged for the student for visits. It's really important for both students and parents to make the visit together because, the students, for the most part, want to know socially what's going on, what the best pizza place is in town. The parents are looking into the cost. They're looking into safety on campus, some of those types of things. So, it's really important, when the parents are along with the students here to maybe work on lining up actual visits so they can go together and really get all questions answered.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what should folks bring with them?
Well, primarily a notebook, if they want to take some notes down. We do have bags for all the materials that they're able to collect from the different booths, so they can have a bag to fill that up. And primarily, just making notes somewhat of the different schools that are here and ones they may want to set up visits.
Is this the only event of its type that they'll see around here this year?
Yeah, it's the only time it comes to Southwest Iowa. There's a large one in Des Moines. You have to travel for a lot of the other college fairs. And I've even seen some stuff on online regional college fairs. You can go online and do a kind of a college fair. But again, you don't have that person in front of you. As you mentioned earlier, it's nice to have that body in there in front of you that can answer specific questions about various programs.
Well, as we said, with the cost and all the other things involved in making a solid life decision, it's one of the bigger decisions you're going to make at that point in your life. You might as well get as much information as you can here, online, maybe personal visits to some of these things. It's not a bad thing to do at all.
No, it really isn't. I've had students who've walked onto campus before and they get a gut feeling that this is a place they want to spend 4 years, or they walked on and had the opposite reaction. I always tell students, don't go to some place sight unseen. Occasionally we'll have students that might get an opportunity to go to the East Coast or West Coast, but they can't really afford to make the trip. Well, I've had several instances where they're not real happy and they're back after a semester. You almost have to be on campus and in that community for a little bit with a formal visit to get a real feel for what the school is all about.
Yeah, every school has kind of its own culture, just like every workplace has its own culture. Sometimes folks fit in, sometimes not so much. And those are all things that, little variables that you can pick up on different ways. We talked about the event coming up today. What time?
Well, it runs from 2 to 3:15, so it's really kind of compacted here. The students, we release seniors right away at 2 o'clock, and we release juniors a little bit later, then sophomores and freshmen, just to get a feel for it. So the primary rush runs from basically about 2 till about 3 o'clock, but the reps are here until 3:15 if any of the community members want to get in.
Okay, very good. Well, then bring plenty of material to be able to take some notes, pick up on some things, and remember what you learned here, because it's a great opportunity for you. It's provided here free of charge, so folks should take advantage of that. Craig, thanks so much for helping to coordinate all of this, and hope it goes well.
Yeah, I think it will. We have a few kids who will be gone because, as you mentioned, the college classes at Iowa Western. We have a lot of kids out of the building, and it falls in the afternoon. So this may be the last year we try to do it in the afternoon. We may try to get mornings to get more of those college-bound kids who are currently taking classes. But it still should be a really good event.